And we are the Run Duo. I am Tommy.
What's up, y'all? It's India.
What's up, Miss Cook? I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Ooh, what did I just say? Oh, my Lord.
It's okay. It's okay.
I am sorry.
Okay. I've been Miss Cook for 30 plus years. It's okay. Anyway, I still answer to it.
What's up, India? How you doing today?
If you were to say Miss Calloway, I'd probably be like, who
are you talking to?
The hasn't sunk in yet.
I gotcha.
What's up, Tommy?
Oh, nothing much. How was your last 2 weeks?
It was good, Tommy. I got back on the pavements. I went for my first run since the 5K, since I saw you and Trey at the Public 5K.
Yeah, okay.
So that was my last run, and I had not run prior to that, so... Listen, I went on my run and I felt like a truck ran over me afterwards, but you know, that's the fun of getting back to things. So, so it was good. I'm just excited to be back out there, and to do that. So I did my first run getting back there. I did kind of a run walk. Braxton, I got in this work challenge of competing with his like global area for these like step challenges. So he is serious about getting his walks in. So he's been going to the office, getting some miles in on the treadmill, walking. Like he has gotten full-fledged competitive and I'm like, okay, I'm here for it. So I was like, well, whatever we're doing, we're gearing up for Peachtree Road Race. So just continue to move your body. But yeah, so I got my first run back on the pavement. And then I actually did some running this past weekend for the Mod Air Arbery 5K. And then also went out to the Atlanta City game. So we can talk about that. Yeah, but I'm back on the pavement, y'all.
Now, you putting together a program for yourself, I guess our next race is the Peachtree. So you putting together a 10K program for yourself?
Not an official program. Honestly, right now, I'm just slowly getting into it. I know that in previous years, I was just jumping back right into hitting baseline of 5Ks. And I'm like, no, we're going to do a mile here, 2 miles there, run, walk it, because I really don't want to get injured again. Like, there was a good amount of time that I was not doing, you know, any kind of running. So I haven't done an official program, which I might end up drafting this weekend. I think I do have a little bit of time. I don't know if I want an official program, but just kind of working my way up the miles and not doing anything over 10% is what I'm looking at.
I got you. That's good. Well, I was trying to keep our New Year's resolution, because I pretty much hadn't run too much since the marathon. Besides, I didn't actually run Publix 5K either. But beginning of April, I said, I'm just going to try to be consistent. And, but that was kind of like what you said, not long miles, short miles. I think I ran a total of 47 miles in April, which is like less than half of what I used to average, when I was seriously training, but I was consistent. I was getting up in the morning, I was running, I'm 4 runs into, to May, staying consistent. But I'm trying to pick it up a notch. I'm actually trying to do a 10K program. I'm using the app, the is it called Run with Hal app? I think it's called for Hal Higgins.
Okay, Hal Higgins.
Yeah. So I use that in April too for like just base, getting back
base
in shape
miles.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm,
and I will say for sure, that month made a difference. I can definitely feel the difference in my stride. You know, you have the same Garmin watch that I have. I don't really pay that much attention because, you know, it'll tell you like if you're at your heart rate is at threshold, if it's at anaerobic, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't pay a whole lot of attention to that, but I look at it to see, okay, my heart rate's coming down. So my conditioning must be getting better because it's not super high running the same distance in the same area. You know what I'm saying? So I pay attention to that part of it pretty much. But yeah, just trying to stay consistent. Basically, and I'm not running the actual Peachtree. I'm doing virtual at this point. I don't know if you can change to in person once you go virtual, but I'm not planning on it. But Heather's still trying to. She signed up for in person, but she's still trying to decide if she's actually going to go down there on the 4th.
Yeah, no, I understand. I think as far as the Garmin, I typically look at my zones on the Garmin app after my runs. I don't technically pay too much attention to it during my runs because I'm trying not to be so attached to it. But I do look at like how many minutes was I basically struggling versus not struggling. how many minutes was I in zone for the red versus in the green? You know, and there's been runs that was like a minute in the green and the rest of your 30 minutes was in the red. You were struggling the rest of the way. But I definitely think it's good to be able to look at those heart rate zones and see kind of where you are with that. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's, and like I said, I don't know how real it is because I don't have a heart rate monitor on, but it's supposedly it's taking it. But like you said, I look at it afterwards. I don't have it actually as one of my settings on my watch the view while I'm running. So now I did actually want to say, because I actually, when I signed up for Peachtree, you could order the Peachtree shoes. I'm using parentheses because
yes, you told us about that. You still like them?
I love them. This, let me say, they're called the Adidas Addi Zero SL is what they're called. And I love them. They're so springy. Now, just before we got on, I did go down and take a look at the bottoms just to see how they were wearing. And it's wearing, I mean, I don't know how long I've had them. I've run in them for about a month. Not a whole lot of miles, but I can always already see the wear on the outside corner. My plan was to buy another pair. I may end up buying two pair because maybe they don't wear as well. Like they aren't as durable as Brooks that I'm used to wearing in. So I might do that, but I really like them. But actually, I did purchase a pair of, and let me, before I even say this, let me just preface this. Shoes are different on everybody's feet. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't like to disparage anybody and say, don't get these shoes. I'm just going to tell you what happened to me. I bought some Mizunos, the new look Mizunos, and I used to run in Mizunos all the time. When I first got into the social life of running here in Atlanta, I ran in Mizunos. So I bought some Mizunos, but even the reviews said that they were not good for anything over a 10K is what it said. Just because of the lack of cushion at the front of the shoe.
Right.
It was, you pretty much at the front of the shoe, if you run real form, you're pretty much running on almost nothing.
No,
so I
bought
them and I said, okay, I put them on. I tried them. Let me tell you, my shins hurt so bad. After it was just a 3 mile run that I did in them, but my shins hurt so bad I didn't run for a couple of days because of it. And I ended up sending them back. But it really showed me how much I like the Adidas, because the Adidas is the total opposite. But yeah, I really like those shoes.
Yeah, shoes are so important. I think that people definitely underestimate shoes, and I just feel like they are so important. The shoes that I raced in this weekend, they needed to be retired, and I was feeling it after my run too. Like, you will feel it. Like, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got home, I was on Running Warehouse ordering a new pair of shoes, because I'm like, okay, India, it's time. But I'm glad you like those. You know, after being at the Atlanta City Games this weekend with Adidas, I was like, dang, I really would love to find another pair of Adidas that I actually like. I tried Adidas in the past. I did Ultra Boost. That they were too much cushion. And then I tried, I think I had this was a while back, Adidas, I think it was Energy or something like that. It was a random, not a full, super publicized running shoe.
Gotcha.
But I really liked it. But then they ended up phasing those out, so I couldn't find them anymore. And I think the last pair I got, I ended up finding at Ross or something. That's how phased out they were. And so, yeah, I mean, I honestly am still in the market for a good shoe. Like, I still haven't found that shoe. Right now I run in Brooks, and they've been doing what they need to do for me. But I feel like there also obviously probably is another shoe that I would like out there.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you're correct. Shoes make a huge,
make a huge difference.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I think as I've gotten older, it definitely makes more of a difference for me. Cause I think at one time I just run in anything. I used to run in any, I could run in some, you know, $50 shoes I got from, you know, Marshall's.
Raccoon.
I cannot, I can't do that no more.
Yeah.
I got to have straight up. And it might be just because, you know, as you learn what it's supposed to feel like, that might be the reason. Like, now I know what I'm supposed to feel like when I'm running, as opposed to, you know, when I was just running, you know, anything. So that probably has a lot to do with it too.
Agreed.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Ahmaud. I saw a lot of people were down there, the Ahmaud Arbor.
Yeah.
At least I saw a lot of through my Strava, I saw a lot of people that ran the course down there. So how was it?
It was really good. Like, I honestly felt like it was a really good turnout. They had 1,200 in-person participants and 2,000 virtual participants.
Okay.
And they raised $200,000 for the Ahmaud Arbery Foundation. So it was a really good turnout. I felt like I saw so many people, like people that I hadn't seen in a while,
yeah.
even people that I didn't see at Publix. Like, there was a lot of people. And I'm like, oh, it's so good to see you. I felt like it was, you know, a little bit of a reunion. So it was definitely really good to see. I felt like we ran one of the courses backwards. Like, I felt like, I was like, oh, I don't know if the course wasn't similar to one that we've run before. Of course, some of the same roads and turns, but I felt like we ran it backwards. But it was really good, a really good turnout. It was good to see Wanda Cooper-Jones, which is Ahmaud Arbery's mom. She was there. She you know, said her words and sent everyone off. So it was really, really good to be able to participate in it. And of course, his birthday just passed. So it was kind of one of those things where, coming together in solidarity and really remembering him and who he was really good. And I'm glad this is an event that's first year. And I feel like it was very, very, very good. And I hope that they continue to have it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do too. I hope they do continue to have it. I hope it's not a one and done kind of thing. I hope they stay behind it, keep giving money to it. And, you know, because it's definitely something that's very important, but, you know, over time people forget. So that's not what we want people to do.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't. And I mean, I honestly just really appreciate Atlanta Track Club for partnering with them to, like, elevate the voice of the race. Now, I do think that somebody need to change their dates on the events, because having that and the Atlanta City Games on the same day, your girl was tired. But it was good. But I'm pretty sure they're not going to change the date of the race just because it's for his birthday, right? So they won't do that. But maybe the Atlanta City Games dates will change. Who knows? But yeah, it was a really good turnout. And so I basically went for that run. That race took off at 8, did that 5K, hung out a little bit, and then went home, rested up, got some food, and then left back out to come back to the same place, which was Centennial Olympic Park, for the Atlanta City Games. And I will tell you, Tommy, I don't know if I expected... I don't know what I expected from the Atlanta City Games, but I really felt like it over-exceeded my baseline expectations of what it was. So it was really, really good. So I think that I was really confused before the event, because I wasn't sure how they mentioned putting down a track. And I was like, how do you put down a track in the middle of Centennial Olympic Park? Like, how does it, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
how's it going to work? Yeah.
Couldn't visualize it. And then on Saturday morning, when we were there for the Ahmaud Arbery race, because it was in the same, it was at Centennial Olympic Park, I was like, everything wasn't up yet. And so I still couldn't envision it. And I'm like, this event is happening in a couple hours, and I still can't envision how they're doing it. But basically, they had a raised track. So it was an elevated track that connected to some of the streets and entrance. On some of the roads on the outside of Centennial, and it had the track to kind of continue on, and it was like elevated, so there was like a little, I'm probably not explaining this right, but it was like a blip that you had to go up, and you ended on the track. Let me say this a little bit better. So there was a 1 mile race.
Okay.
Let me start out by saying this. There was a 1 mile race where me or you or somebody, anybody could have participated. Tommy, they went by age groups. So they started with the kids, and then they did like up to 50, 59, and then 60 plus, and 30 to whatever. Honey, when I say them people was coming in hot for these miles, like literally, I don't feel like I saw, but maybe five people that may have been running like 11 minute mile or more.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much people, they were serious about this mile.
Yeah. They were hitting it.
And it wasn't like a huge participation in it. Like, I feel like it was a decent amount, but it wasn't, I expected more participation out of it. But basically, they started on the road outside of Centennial Olympic Park, went in and around past the State Farm Arena, around that area. So they did a mile loop in that, in those areas. And then they came, there was a sidewalk that basically is, there's not a, like not a, a curb that they ran on, and then the track continued. So basically they finished your, you finish your last 200 meters on an actual track.
Okay.
That was elevated. And so we were able to see the age groups of that. And then we were able to see the elites do their thing on that. And then it did like a, you know, a 600 meter. The elites were there for that. And then excitement really came when the Olympians, like to me, I was very excited to see Micaiah, like Aaliyah Hobbs, Gabby Thomas, like just, you know, Anna Hall, Noah Lyles, like they actually raced this weekend and able to see that. And so it was really good to be able to see them in person. And so they actually, the piece of the track that was down where the spectators were, we could see the start and the finish. So it was basically, mm-hmm. there was an area that they had blocked off where we could stand, bring out lawn chairs or whatever to be able to see the track. The participation on the track. Mm-hmm. So basically it was 100, the 150, and then the hurdles. And so they doing shorter distance. Yeah. So they were doing shorter distance races, but it was on an elevated track. So it was really, really good to be able to see it. And Grant Holloway, like some big names were out there this weekend. Olympians were out there this weekend, and we were actually able to see them in the flesh doing their thing. So yeah,
that's good.
It was a well executed event.
Okay. Yeah, because I've seen those elevated tracks. Because there's a event that the New York Roadrunners does. They televise it, but they do the same thing. It's just like about 100 yards or 150, 200 yards, whatever, elevated track like that. So yeah, that's cool.
Yep. And so there was an official broadcast of this too. So if you, if anyone's listening to this and you didn't get to come out, it's on the Adidas YouTube page. So you can go there to see the broadcast of it. It was really, really good. So they did have official broadcasting. They had all the interviews and lights, and it was a whole production. They did their thing. They had food trucks and a little kid area. It was kind of like a big family event. Like you could tell people were, you know, it was they had kid races as well before all that started to take place.
They had kid races.
So there was, so there was some people that were out there from like some of your local elementary schools and stuff that had little track teams or like local track teams that did their thing. So it was like a full day of action. So it was really good. We were out there till 10 o'clock because Noah Lyles didn't go until 10. Well, 9, it was like 9:40 that he did his thing, but it was still like, you know,
he wanted to be in the dark.
We're gonna be out here, and AJ Wilson, like big names, were out here. So it was really good to see. So
okay, well, it sounds like a good event. I'm hoping they'll do it again. So I can bring Trey because I do like him to watch professional runners.
Yeah, and the fact that it was free, like that's what I was excited about. It was free, and people, it was so funny because people were outside the gates when we were leaving, and they were like, "Hey, what was going on over there?" We're like, "It was a track meet." And people were like, "Oh man, we wish you could have seen." We're like, "You could have came. It was free." But I think that people realize that gates are all over the place and they don't realize that they can come in and out of the area. So
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm hoping that Atlanta Track Club does it again. Like I hope that it continues to be a thing. I'm seeing what Atlanta Track Club is doing with the broadcasting. Like they're really making their events really making Atlanta Running City USA seriously. Like finding events and finding ways to execute these big events and bringing well-known names into the sport, and or I should say to Atlanta. They're already in the sport, but to Atlanta. So
yeah, that sounds good. Sounds real good. I'm kind of mad I missed it. We had other stuff, you know, kids on the weekend.
It's okay.
But that sounds like it was a good event, you know. And I mean, I'm never surprised. Atlanta Track Club usually puts on a pretty good event. You know, we keep showing up for them, so you know, hopefully they keep doing them.
It was a good amount of people out there. And I honestly just feel like I didn't see many people that me and you knew. It was, you know, Regina and David and some people out there, some people that were racing. But I feel like after the fact, people were probably like, dang, I should have went. Like they didn't realize like what it was. A lot of the people that I saw in the morning for the Mont Alberry race was like, I'm not coming back. And I know some of them were probably like, dang, I should have came back.
Yes, indeedy. I was looking at Troy because he was taking, I saw some of his pictures because he showed some of the people running. I was like, okay, that does look pretty cool.
Yeah, I need to post my stuff. I got some really good video. You know, I was front gate and center. And if anybody watches the Adidas playback and y'all see me because we were on TV, I got, Dwayne had sent me a message and was like, oh, we saw you. Me and Ayana were at Regina. Running our miles, shaking our cowbells, and people looking at us like we're crazy. We're like, we runners too.
That is good. That is good. Like old times, everybody hanging yes. out. So yeah, that is exactly. that's real good. So what else is going on in your life, Miss India? Anything good?
No, nothing other than working. Well, no, there is something. I do want to announce this. So the once this podcast episode come out, registration will be live. So, you know, last year I participated in the Take the Lead retreat that it took place in Seattle back in September of last year. So the Take the Lead retreat is happening yet again, and that is taking place in August of this year, but it's going to be in Chicago instead of Seattle this year. So it's going to be in Chicago. So for our film, BIPOC women of color, if you are interested in the running industry and you are interested in definitely networking, there will be panelists, discussions, activities, networking opportunities, and just really talking about working in the running industry, and whether that be on the entrepreneur side, or if you work with a brand, or if you're interested in starting to work in the running industry, it is a great place to be. Registration opens tomorrow, May the 10th. I will be posting it on my page. So I am, again, working and doing, I'm on the planning committee for that. And I'll also be emceeing that retreat again. So, I know a lot of times we talk about and we see all of these retreats that may not be as inclusive to us, or it's not many brown people there. Well, we decided to make our own table. So definitely look into coming to the Take the Lead retreat, and I'll have information on my Instagram about that. So,
okay. Sounds good. Yes. Sounds good. Perfect. Well, you know, we're going to keep this one short and sweet this week.
Yes.
but India, if they do want to connect with you directly about the retreat, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can hit me up at contact@milesfromindia.com, or even on my website at milesfromindia.com. Or if you feel froggy and just want to send me a DM, I'm okay with that. And that is Eye of Indigo Runs.
And you can get me on, you know, whatever, at tmitch68 on Instagram, and at my email at thomaswmitchell2@gmail.com.
Awesome.
All right, India. Well, it was great seeing you. We do get to see each other. We video chat, so we do get to see each other. So it's good to see you.
You too.
And you know, we'll see you in another couple of weeks.
All right, have a good one.